Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Welcome back to Friday Night Titans. Here we are still sorting out the carnage that we just witnessed. So to recap the action, Andrew, if I may attempt, Coast to Coast made their team's debut. They defeated a very game opponent with real rejects, and now Coast to Coast finds themselves once again about to compete. You know the Coyote in primetime always up for a challenge, and tonight it works in the form of the appointment, Slick Nick Harley and Mr. Irwin. They crashed the post-match interview not 5 minutes ago, and they look ready for a scrap.
Yeah, what's really fascinating about this is you think about, okay, I have to play back-to-back in the same night. That's a lot of questions. That's a lot of studying. That's a lot of mental break. Whatever it is, it's great. You're warmed up. You're ready to go. You're a brand new team. You should be willing to play matches just like this. This is what Titans is all about. And then you're talking about who you're playing against. Yeah, it's another 1-0 team, but you're playing against one of the best in the entire league in Mr. Irwin. And Harley made a name for himself in the FCL with the belt walking away. So this is going to be a new team, new match situation, but there is so much more at stake tonight, Ellis.
Seems like the teams are on firm ground amongst themselves, at least in that post-match interview crash that we saw, because Collins talking about able to land on his feet with Paul Oyama, but it's not like Slick Nick Harley and Mr. Irwin have been lifelong pals. They didn't go to college together. They're not one of the other ones, former cousins, brother's ex-roommate. They are relatively new. So what's going to happen when the rubber meets the road? And those tough round two questions, once we get to round three, who's taking what category? Chemistry could be the difference tonight.
That's right. There's only one way to find out who comes out on top in our main event, the appointment versus Coast to Coast. Knapzok, take it away.
Ladies, gentlemen, and all our friends around the world, it is time for the Movie Trivia Schmodown! The following contest is scheduled for 3 rounds in the team's division. Introducing first, returning to the arena, with a record of 1 win by technical knockout and no defeats, representing SWAG, accompanied by their manager, Winston Marshall, the Coyote, Adam Collins, prime time, Paul Oyama. They are Coast to Coast.
All right, the crowd still firming and in favor of Coast to Coast. There's Amaru Moses, there's Winston Marshall, and your stars of match number one. Can they repeat? 2 victories in 1 Friday Night Titans. It could be on the plate here for Coast to Coast.
Well, one thing's for sure, Adam Collins' dancing has not gotten any better from match one to match two, but he does seem very comfortable in his Canadian tuxedo.
He looks great, and you know, the more denim, the better. I say that as a fervent fan of Hard Target. Great, great Jean-Claude Van Damme mulleted performance.
And their opponents, representing the Stars and accompanied to the arena by their manager, Roxy Stryer, with a record of 1 win and 0 defeats. They are Slick Nick Harley and the former 2-time Movie Trivia Schmodown champion of the world, Mr. Irwin. They are the
Knapzok growling that appointment like he's a little perturbed that we didn't get prior warning as to what was going to ensue. Well, the crowd's booing him, but at least now we had some heads up that they were going to emerge through the curtain this time. And they look very, very cocky in their respective brands of sunglasses.
You know, when you're as evil as the Stars appear to be this season, those boos are doing the exact opposite of what the audience wants them to do. It's just like getting cheers for the other team. You love to hear those boos when you know you're the baddest guy in the building. And of course, Sean Drew, very happy to be up here against his former faction. You wonder how much insight he's going to be able to give to the appointment.
Look at the appointment there. You have Coast to Coast looking pretty relaxed in the appointment with more sunglasses than an AM, PM. The teams are ready, set to go, and here are your rules for round number one. It is a teams match, but round number one, an individual exercise of movie trivia schmodown know-how. 10 questions asked to the field. Each question is worth 1 point. You have 15 seconds to get that correct answer written down. If you do so and it's correct, you get 1 point. Congratulations. Each team has 3 repeats you may use at any point throughout the 3-round match here tonight. Let's start with the appointment. Good to see you, gentlemen. Mr. Irwin, Slick Nick, always a pleasure. Are you ready to compete?
Of course we're ready to compete, Mark.
I don't know that I asked with any ire, but I was met with hostility.
Team, Nick.
Yeah. Let's try Coast to Coast. Hey, you just had a victory over Real Rejects. You gentlemen were proposed a match. You accepted. Are you ready to play?
Yeah, we better hurry this up. I think Nick's late for high school prom, but set your clock. Let's do this.
Hey, a little bit of shade from prime time.
Yeah, I'm
there.
Taking your mom.
Okay with it.
Ken, take us away.
Starting with musicians in film for your first question. Which member of the Rolling Stones appears as Captain Jack's father in the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise?
It's hard to quantify my excitement when you said the category musicians in film. I was hoping for an Eddie and the Cruisers.
Not quite, Ellis. Not
quite. Yet. Someday.
One day.
5, 4.
I don't think it's going to happen.
3, 2, 1. Pens down. Let's go to primetime. You look nervous.
Missed the last first one. Hopefully not this one. Keith Richards?
We were not looking for Zoolander this time. That is correct. Adam Collins.
I learned it from Keith Richards when I toured with the Stones.
Thank you for the Wayne's World 2 reference, Mr. Irwin.
Oh, man.
Keith Richards and Slick Nick.
Would you have accepted Keith? But it's Keith Richards.
I think either one might be close enough. That is correct. All around 2-2. And we move on to romantic comedies. The next category and the question. Which actress was known as a pretty woman, went to my best friend's wedding, and then became a runaway bride?
Okay, guys, PLD and PJ getting real excited over there.
Yeah, getting a little cute. They're really enjoying themselves. That felt like a press your luck question.
Yeah.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Pens down. Let's go to Slick Nick.
Julia Roberts.
Is correct. You, unfortunately, wrote Julia Robert. I can't.
Well, I did.
Come on. Challenge.
I can't award the points. It's got to be written down accurately.
Should we challenge that?
She is multiple Roberts.
No. All right.
Ethan, did you have it?
Julius Roberts.
Is correct. It's just Julia Roberts. Adam Collins.
It's all right, dude. Don't worry.
Julia Roberts.
Paul, Julia. Just please say
Julia.
It.
Julia Rob. Hurts.
No H in there either. A lot of mispronunciations, but a tough way to go there for Slick Nick. We know we knew the answer, but it's got
to
be written.
I do have to say a big shout out to his manager there. They asked about the challenge. She immediately said no. She knows the rules, and you never know when that can come back later on in the match. Question number 3.
She's not going to be happy with us.
No, not at all. Round number 1. Question number 3 in the category of streaming. David Ayer directed Will Smith and Joel Edgerton in what Netflix film about a detective that must work with an orc to find a powerful wand before evil creatures do?
You lost me at Netflix. I was like, okay, I'm listening. And then
Will Smith, Edgerton, okay.
I blacked out there.
If an orc came up to you and asked for help with a wand here in L.A.,
I would press charges. Yeah. 4, 3, 2, 1. Pens down. Let's go to Paulyama.
Turns out this was not his Star Wars. It's Bright.
It is not, but that is the correct answer. Adam Collins, did you have it?
The stars at night are big and bright.
And Mr. Irwin.
Heart of Texas.
Someday there will be a sequel to this film. Someday.
You got Bright, did.
Bright.
There it is. All right. So 6-5. Your next question is in the category of sequels and prequels. Don't hold your breath for the answer to be Bright Part 2. Here it is. Since Pitch Black How many times to date has Vin Diesel reprised the role as Furian alien Richard B. Riddick in the Riddick franchise?
What a lame name if you're an alien.
Can I ask for a point of clarification? You're saying post Pitch Black.
Since Pitch Black.
Okay. Not including Pitch Black. That's my question.
Can you repeat the question?
I'm saying like since Pitch Black.
Okay.
You don't like Richard B. Riddick?
I was just going to say, back to my really important point. Five. If you're an alien, your name is Richard B. Riddick.
Three,
I'd be furious.
Two.
Or Furian.
It's a lot better names there. Let's go to Slick Nick.
Twice.
Twice is correct. Ethan Irwin.
Two.
We'll accept that.
Thank you for clarity.
Adam Collins.
He's ridiculous. Two more times.
And Paulo Yama.
You got to listen to his cover of Rihanna's Stay. Two.
All right.
I feel like you showed that to me, actually.
Perfect rounds, really across the board, although, unfortunately, Slick Nick, it's just a singular plural. So we move to your next category, taking us to the halfway point.
Category is crime. What 1989 buddy cop comedy follows two LAPD detectives, played by Sylvester Stallone and Kurt Russell, who must work together to even the score with an evil kingpin?
See, now you're speaking my language.
Yeah.
You know, powerful wands and orcs and aliens. You have at it. You had me. Buddy cop? Yeah. Touchdown.
That's
6 points.
Hollywood.
Go for two.
Netflix Studios.
Five. Four. Are you pitching us? Three.
I am. I don't think it's going to work.
Two. One. Pens down. Adam Collins.
Skull would have been a great villain in this movie. It's Tango and Cash.
I don't hate the idea of a sequel. Paul Oyama.
Seen better detective work in Tango and Cash.
All right. Slick Nick.
Tango and Cash.
And Ethan Mr. Irwin.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Tango and Cash.
Sorry. Sorry for that transgression. That is correct. 10-9 is your score as we move to your next category. Scott Mantis, celebrating somewhere. Movie release dates. And the question. What year saw Nicolas Cage look for a national treasure while Shrek 2 took us to far, far away and Zack Snyder unleashed The Dawn of the Dead?
Man, you're getting all the fun ones.
The question writers were enjoying adult beverages. They were having a good time with this brown boy.
You know what would be funny?
Man, this lava lamp's going so fast. Five, four, three, two, one. Pens down, and let's try Mr. Irwin first.
I said 2004.
And you would be correct in doing so. Slick Nick.
2004.
Also at 2004, primetime.
2004.
And the Coyote.
2004.
They all knew it.
Oh, no! Don't look at it!
It did look weird.
It did look weird.
Yeah, no, I.
Weird four.
It's okay.
It was. You can roll back the tape. I'm sorry. If it was illegible, you can take away the point.
No, it's okay.
If it's illegible, take away the
point. All right, so we're getting word. There's no challenge. Okay, then we're going to keep going.
All right, moving on to question number 7. The opportunity to challenge has just passed. Comic book movies for question number 7. Matthew Vaughn directed what actor as Eggsy, a young man recruited into the spy game in the 2014 action spy comedy Kingsman: The Secret Service?
All right, got a question for you. You got to pick one.
Yep.
You either get to be named Richard Riddick, or you get to be called Eggsy for the rest of your life. What do you think?
I guess we go Richard.
You're going.
But then your name's Dick Riddick.
Hey, Dick Riddick. Five.
I'm going Eggs.
Four. Three. Get some good work in Van Nuys. Two. One. Pens down, and let's go to primetime.
Taron Egerton.
Is correct. Coyote.
Taron Egerton.
Mr. Irwin?
I always thought it was Edgerton, but Taron Egerton.
Yeah, you know, as long as you.
I'm going to go with him. Taron Egerton.
We'll accept the other pronunciation. That is correct. Still a one-point ball game, 14-13, as Winston and Roxy exhort their squads on. Your next category is fantasy sci-fi. Here's the question. Who directed 2013's Gravity, starring Sandra Bullock and George Clooney?
I like this movie quite a bit.
I remember being blown away by it. Have not revisited.
Yeah, same.
You
know. It took me a few years to watch it, and then I haven't seen it since.
All right, well, maybe we do that together.
What are you doing later?
You know? I got plans tonight.
Me too.
Four. You got nothing going on, too. One pens down. Let's go to Mr. Irwin.
Alfonso Cuarón.
Is correct. How about Slick Nick?
Alfonso Cuarón.
How about the Coyote?
Alfonso Cuarón.
And primetime.
Alfonso Cuarón.
They all got it. Got three perfect rounds still cooking here.
Three and a half, you know, really is what it feels like, but unfortunately. Here we go. Question number 9 in the category of action adventure. Which of the following actors did not appear in the Jurassic Park franchise? Sam Neill, William H. Macy, Bill Paxton, or B.D. Wong? Man, what a dinner table.
Yeah. I would watch them play golf.
Oh, Yeah.
Good foursome there. Can you imagine you just show up to the golf course solo, then they pair you with three of these folks?
Worst day of golf in their lives. I've never played.
Four, three, two, one. Pens down, and let's go to primetime.
I guess the one thing he was not killed by in a movie, a dinosaur, Bill Paxton.
He was killed by an alien and a predator at one point in his career. Adam Collins.
He is in it for the science. It's Bill Paxton.
That's right. And Ethan Irwin. Mr. Irwin,
oh,
I'm so sorry.
How much that cost us? Every time you do
that,
you
get up there.
I get my pay, Doc. I'm sorry. Mr. Irwin.
William Leroy Paxton.
Mr. Harley, I'm just going to go safe and just Mr. Everybody.
Bill Paxton. Mr. Paxton to you.
It wasn't a question of the answer. I've known the guy a long time. I thought I knew him anyway. All right, your final question in round number one, as it's not game over, man, for either teams. Some of them are within earshot of a perfect round. Yes. Here's your final question, round number one. It comes in the category of horror films. Here it is. How many films in the Halloween franchise were released in the 1970s?
Did you watch the new Halloween?
The newest one?
The newest one.
No, it was one of those where I'm like, hey, it's coming out. And then I heard, not the best.
I'm scared to watch horror movies by myself.
I will come over. Never mind. I canceled my plans. Five, four,
double feature.
Three, two, one. Pens down. Let's go to Mr. Irwin.
I probably got this wrong. I said one.
You are correct. It's just one movie in the 70s. How about Slick Nick?
I had two.
He thought it was two. Coyote?
Just the one.
Just the one and primetime.
Just the best one.
They all knew it was the one, at least everybody who still had a perfect round. Yep. Slick Nick playing very well, but his team, the appointment trailing by two. However, Mr. Irwin, primetime Paul Oyama, and Adam the Coyote Collins, all with perfect round ones. And so now a bonus question will be asked to those three. Please write down your answer as you would a normal round one question.
Here you are, gentlemen. What famous actor was not in 2012's Cloud Atlas? Hugo Weaving, Keith David, Eddie Redmayne, or Hugh Grant?
You want to make $100 right now?
Definitely.
So Halloween came out in 1978, which is the year the first Van Halen album dropped. Mm-hmm. Halloween 2 came out in 1981. What Van Halen album came out?
The third one.
Five, four, fair warning. Three, two, one. Pens down, and let's unchain an answer, starting with primetime.
Eddie Redmayne.
Is correct. Did Collins have it?
Yeah. Eddie Redmayne.
And Mr. Irwin.
Eddie Redmayne.
My God, they know a lot about trivia. All four of the competitors up there. 22-19, Childress to Manning. And so now we head to round two. In round two, it's the wheel round. The wheel will emerge once a team settles on a category. After spinning it, five questions emerge. 2 points per question. Unless you need multiple choice, then the value of the question goes down to one. Keep in mind, stealing is available in round number two. So now we're going to ask a question of Team Swag, particularly Coast to Coast, the brand new squad who just got their first win earlier tonight, looking to get win number two. Would they like to spin second or even first?
They're the first to miss. They can be the first to spin.
All right, so it is going to be the appointment spinning first. Here comes Slick Nick and Mr. Irwin. I hope he's still not mad about me accidentally saying half of his first name.
I'm 100% sure he's still
mad. Oh, my
mad.
God, he just pointed at me.
Yes, he's pointing at, well, you. He's not pointing at me.
I don't want you to get in the way, all right? It was my mistake.
Slick Nick here with the spin. The spin is in Batman.
That is Batman movies. Still hanging on there. So they'll have a discussion as to whether they want to settle with Batman movies.
Harley going to look to bounce back here in round number two. As he's the only person that missed any in round one. You heard him apologizing to his partner.
On behalf of myself and Mr. Irwin, we'll keep Batman.
Okay. All right. We're keeping Batman. Batman is the topic at hand here for the appointment, looking to go 2-0 themselves in their team's record. Keep in mind, if they miss any of the questions, there will be a steal opportunity presented to primetime Paul Oyama and Adam the Coyote.
And that's a
Collins.
Really important note that you make, Mark, because Oyama and Collins have both put in some work in IG, so any miss here is big for the appointment. Gentlemen, five questions coming your way in the category of Batman. 2 points apiece, you can always check down. Here we go. Who plays Barbara Wilson, a.k.a. Batgirl, in Batman and Robin?
Alicia Silverstone.
That is correct for 2 points, only trailing by one here now, 21-22. Next up, Ted Lasso actress Juno Temple features as a friend of Selena Kyle in what film in the franchise?
The Dark Knight Rises.
Give them two more points. Yeah. They've got the lead now, 23-22. First time we've seen the appointment on top. Question number three.
Won't be the last.
Abe Vigoda, Dick Miller, and Dana Delaney lent their voices to what animated film featuring Batman?
That would be Batman Mask of the Phantasm.
Two more points here, going to the appointment.
Wow.
Cruising through Batman right now, coast to coast. Not very happy about that. Your penultimate question, who plays Commissioner Gordon in Justice League?
That would be J.K. Simmons.
Perfect round thus far. 8 points on the board, a 5-point lead over coast to coast.
Voice of the yellow peanut M&M. Did you know that?
That comes up later, and we win. That's your fault.
I'll give you that one.
Do we have any M&M's questions?
I
hope we do.
Got a whole bunch. Final question here in the category of Batman. The Red Triangle Gang is the name of a disgraced former circus troupe turned to crime in which film in the Batman franchise?
Talking this one through. Need an answer in 5, 4, 3.
Repeat the question.
All right, that's her first.
The Red Triangle Gang is the name of a disgraced former circus troupe turned to crime in which film in the Batman franchise?
We'll do multiple choice.
Do that. Is it A, Batman Returns, B, the Lego Batman movie, C, Batman 1966, or D, Batman Mask of the Phantasm?
We're going to say Batman Returns.
A perfect round for the appointment. One check down there, but I got to say, Ellis, the most fascinating thing about that round was watching coast to coast and how upset they were that they did not get this slice.
They really felt like they knew it, and the appointment proved to know it. And we talked about chemistry. What a job that Nick Harley and Mr. Irwin did working hand in hand coming up with those answers. So now we go to coast, who's going to give the wheel a spin, trying to reclaim the lead as we head into round three.
Let's see, M&M commercials, M&M commercials.
All right, so Primetime's going to be the one giving it a yank there, and round it goes. He spun it the opposite way of most folks. He got Robert Zemeckis. So they're going to talk this one over. Robert Zemeckis is the category for the moment. They are awarded a mulligan, which is golf for do-over if they have a category on there that they feel more confident in. But Batman is off the board now, so.
A lot of new slices on the wheel.
I'm looking at a couple of them now. And I kind of am on board with it. We got the Sheens. We got Queen Latifah. Paul DeNuzzo.
We're going to keep it.
They're going to keep it. All right. They're not going with Ed Harris, is the point.
Which is good, because we did have to hire extra security for Paul DeNuzzo in case it was spun.
He gets very emotional around Mr. Harris, as we all do at the end of Apollo 13. But now it is going to be the films of Robert Zemeckis as the topic for 5 questions facing coast to coast, worth 2 points apiece. Gentlemen, keep in mind stealing is available, as well as multiple choice should the need strike you. Your first question in the world of Mr. Zemeckis. For which film did Robert Zemeckis win his only Best Director Oscar?
Forrest Gump.
Is correct for 2 points, and they're on the board, cutting the lead to 4. Your next question, second of 5 here in the world of Robert Zemeckis. In 1985's Back to the Future, what is the name of the town in California in which Marty McFly lives?
Hill Valley.
Is correct for 2 more points. I hear they have a Burger King.
Yes.
Your third question for 2 more points, and to tie the lead of the appointment. Robert Zemeckis co-wrote the screenplay for what 1979 war comedy featuring performances that support from Christopher Lee, Robert Stack, and Toshiro Mifune?
The movie is 1941.
I hear it's not the best, but they got it for 2 points. And it 1941 may have not crushed at the box office when it came out, but it certainly did the job for coast to coast, because now we are tied at the top, 28 points. 2 questions remain in the world of Robert Zemeckis for coast to coast. Here is your penultimate question. What film marks Robert Zemeckis' feature film directorial debut?
Yeah, go ahead.
I Want to Hold Your Hand.
Okay.
They shake hands and the popular Monkees song, oh, maybe it's the Beatles, I can't remember, is correct for 2 points, 30 to 28.
Chance to go up by four here going into round number three. That would be huge here for Coast to Coast.
Of course, I knew it was the Beatles.
I know.
Your question, to close out the round and to possibly take a four-point lead into round three, in how many films did Robert Zemeckis direct Tom Hanks to date? Five.
Yeah, when it gets to the time.
Four. Three.
Call to repeat.
Two.
Repeat the question, please.
All right. That is your first. Each team has two repeats left. Question. In how many films did Robert Zemeckis direct Tom Hanks to date? 2 point lead. Looking to increase it. Be a big advantage. Big difference if they can get this.
You can see how much work they're doing together, even one telling the other.
Five.
To repeat.
We're going to go to multiple choice.
Three. They are going to go to multiple choice, okay, and here are your options for 1 point. Is it A, 2, B, 3, C, 4, or D, 5?
Yeah. We're going to say 3.
They mitigated the risk. It only cost them a point, but in this case, they just get the point because it is correct.
We
got Forrest Gump, Castaway, and the Polar Express, and it all adds up to a 31-28. It sounds like a final in most showdowns, but we're just starting round number three. This is the round that will determine the match. 10 total points available for each squad if they hit their questions. Three questions facing each team. They increase in difficulty and point value. 2 points for the first one, then 3 points, then finally 5 points. And so it is Coast to Coast with a 3-point lead over the appointment. We didn't even know this match was happening 30 minutes ago. Now it is, and it's a good one. We go to Coast first for their lucky numbers. Between 1 to 20, which numbers feel fortunate?
12, 7, and 15.
12, 7, and 15 it is. And now we go to the appointment of Slick Nick Harley and Mr. Irwin.
Thank you.
Three numbers that are not what you just heard.
I would like 4. Mr. Irwin would like 17, and we'll take 16 as well.
Woo! Sexy number!
Sounds like he was ordering like food. We're just up here asking questions. That's all we know. And so Winston and Roxy having some verbal barbs tossed back and forth, but now the stage is clear, and we are set for round number three. It's going to be the appointment fielding questions first. Here's how it works because this is the team's format. Andrew's going to provide you with your category. You selected number 4, and then whoever wants to field that question solo, again, you may not rely on the strength of your teammate for that 2-pointer. So they selected number 4. What are we looking at?
They sure did. It's going to take him over to Martin Scorsese.
I'll take it.
Nick Harley, you're going to field the 2-pointer.
Great decision.
In that category. Nick Harley, Slick Nick, for 2 points. Kristen Milioti plays Jordan Belfort's wife, Teresa, in what 2013 film starring Leonardo DiCaprio?
The Wolf of Wall Street.
Seems like it's pretty appropriate for them. 2 points to the appointment, down by one. We're sticking with you guys.
They do have an elitist Wall Street vibe about them, don't they?
Definitely. Number 17 was what you selected, Mr. Irwin, for your second question. That is going to take us over to Morgan Freeman for 3 points and the lead. Morgan Freeman was in 2 films in 1995. One was 7. What was the other?
Outbreak.
I feel like I didn't even finish the question. 3 points over to Mr. Irwin, 33-31. Now it's Coast to Coast time to step up in round number 3. Should be some exciting stuff.
It was like you and Ethan practiced that maneuver. He was just ready to stepped all over your line there, but it was a correct answer, 33-31. And so now, as Andrew said, it is Coast to Coast time to, well, they hope, shine. Gentlemen, you selected category 12 for your 2-pointer, and that's in the category of a decade, that being the 1990s. Paul, Adam, I believe both of you were in existence at some point during that decade, so who wants to field the question about that era?
I'll take it.
All right. And your question. In the category of the 1990s, to tie the lead of the appointment, what is the subtitle to the second Ace Ventura film?
When Nature Calls.
is correct. For 2 points, it's a tied ball game, and because it's a tied ball game and Coast to Coast still has 2 questions left, we're going to stick with them for their three-pointer so they can possibly seize the lead once again here if they can hit this question. It's going to be answered by Paul Oyama. You have 2 repeats left, as does the appointment. Mr. Oyama, I'm just calling everybody Mr.
Yeah,
at this
please
point.
Do.
Your category, 7, corresponds to the world of comedy. It's round 3. It's way too serious.
Yeah, guys, we don't laugh in round 3.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Not even real rejects can have fun in. All right. Comedy is the category for 3 points to Paul Oyama. And your question. What 2008 comedy remake featuring Alan Arkin and Dwayne The Rock Johnson featured the line, "Missed it by that much"? Five, four, three.
Get smart.
Two. Yeah. It felt like a command.
Man.
It felt like he was commanding me to get smart.
I mean, if Ben Bateman invented the slow drop, Oyama has perfected it, because I was completely fooled here at the desk. We're going back to the appointment for your 5-point question. Gentlemen, you must hit this. You can work together. You still have 2 repeats and a challenge. I don't know why I reminded you of it, but here we go. You selected number 16. That is going to correspond to the category of Ramis and the Reitmans.
Ramis and the Reitmans, and it's the 5-pointer. Keep in mind, they have 2 repeats left should they need them.
Your question. Ivan directed what 1990s comedy that features supporting performances from David Schwimmer, Allison Janney, Tamura Morrison, and Amy Sedaris?
It's 6 days and 7 nights.
6 days, 7 nights.
We
need a final answer.
Final answer, 6 days, 7 nights.
Okay. Sorry. All right. That is correct. That is a correct answer, and we are ruling it as a correct answer because although Harley did initially say 6 days and 7 nights, before even a second had passed, Ethan intercepted to call the final answer. He did say 6 days, 7 nights. That is how we are going to score it up here at the answer desk. Are there any conversations that Swag wants to have amongst themselves before we progress?
We'll talk at least a little about it.
They're going to talk about it, and we're going to see if there is possibly a challenge, and if there is a challenge, we do have our independent line judge that we will make the ruling with. We're going to see how Swag wants to play, and we are going to afford them some time to make that decision. All right, so we're going to need a final decision here from Swag. So Swag, you've talked amongst your competitors coast to coast. What is the official rule? Do you want to challenge or do you want to pass it up?
No. We do want to challenge.
Okay.
One, I'm pretty sure that the rule book doesn't have final answer anymore. That was for the digital space. So in the rule book, that's not like a thing. And two, Nick being the one that said it, it was Ethan that corrected him. Nick was the one saying the answer. So it's also kind of that whole level of that. But the main thing is the final answer thing isn't a thing in studio anymore. That's the rule book took that out. It was just for digital.
Okay. If you would appease me, please hand the microphone to Roxy so she can have a rebuttal. And then we're going to hear from the stars and then we'll make our decision.
So a couple of different things were in teams, and so there was not even a beat between when he spoke and when he spoke. It's 2 different players. And then when you asked for the final answer, which you guys asked for, they agreed on what Ethan had said. Also, there's no confusion with another movie because there is no 6 days and 7 nights. So it couldn't be confused with anything, and it's 2 players, and one of them said the right thing. And then when you ask for final answer, they both agreed on that.
All right, fair enough. We have the argument from Swag and from the stars. We are now going to consult with the independent line judge and be right back with our ruling.
I had to remind him of the challenges, didn't I?
We're back, and we have the combination, and go ahead and grab a seat because it's going to be a lengthy one. So there's a lot of elements at play here with this particular challenge because it appears that the appointment did know the right answer, but when it was stated as such initially, Nick Harley first said 6 days and seven nights. He was quickly corrected by his teammate, Mr. Irwin. Now, how we recognize teams versus singles is that when you're able to confer on an answer, it's as though one individual body is presenting the answer. So it would be like a singles player said 6 days and seven nights, corrected themselves immediately, and said 6 days, seven nights. However, because it was ruled as a final answer initially, and there was some discrepancy even up here at the answer desk as opposed to when the final answer came in, it is the opinion of the answer desk and the independent line judge that the most fair thing to do is to allow both teams to retain their use of a challenge, and a new five-point question will be asked to the appointment. And so it is 36 to 33 for the moment, and we are going to re-ask a question in the same category of equal difficulty to the appointment for their five-point answer.
All right.
I told him it would be a while.
Yeah, it was a great explanation, and, you know, as for us up at the desk,
you know,
just keep moving on to the next question.
You just do what you can.
5 points, Ramus and the Reitmans going over to the appointment. You have two repeats available and that challenge. Here we go. Which Jason Reitman-directed film featured supporting performances from J.K. Simmons, Judy Greer, and Adam Sandler?
All right, so after all that, it's not the easiest thing to just recover and talk through this, but they do have two repeats, as does Coast to Coast.
That's exactly what you need to do, Ellis. You know, they got lucky enough, whoever you want to call it.
Five.
Another opportunity.
Four. Three. All right, that is their second repeat. They have one remaining.
5 points in the category of Ramus and the Reitmans. Which Jason Reitman-directed film featured supporting performances from J.K. Simmons, Judy Greer, and Adam Sandler?
We have three names that are...
All right, the final answer that we will be giving is Men, Women, and Children.
That is correct for 5 points. And you know what? I think both teams can feel good about this now. Coast to Coast, they got their challenge upheld, and the appointment was able to bounce back with two back-to-back five-point questions.
I swear, we are very cool, calm, and collected up here at the answer desk. If the appointment said men and women and children, I would have thrown my phone that direction. But as it stands now, we do have a 38-36 ball game. It is 5 points awarded to the appointment, which means that it all comes down to this. Coast to Coast playing great all night long now has one five-pointer standing in the way of them and a 2-0 team's record. They are allowed to confer for this final question worth 5 points and the win, and they selected category 15, and that corresponds to
our new favorite. Yeah.
Musicians in film. Musicians in film is topic and the question for 5 points and the win. Which Dan Aykroyd film, directed by John Landis, features performances from Aretha Franklin, James Brown, and Wilson Pickett?
Coast to Coast has been up the entire match, but when it comes down to the five-pointer, it's always up in the air. You never know what you're going to get.
Two repeats for now. Five. Four.
Repeat the question.
All right, they have one repeat remaining. Musicians in film is the category. Which Dan Aykroyd film, directed by John Landis, features performances from Aretha Franklin, James Brown, and Wilson Pickett? Five, four, three.
Repeat the question one more time.
All right, that's their final repeat for 5 points in the win. Which Dan Aykroyd film, directed by John Landis, features performances from Aretha Franklin, James Brown, and Wilson Pickett?
Now, it really seems like they're deliberating, but you have to remember what Ayam did on the three-pointer.
We're going to say Blues Brothers 2000.
And your winner, Coast to Coast!
What a pull It is Blues Brothers 2000 is the answer. And Andrew, I gotta tell you, as a big Blues Brothers fan, as I'm reading the question, I can't remember what was Wilson Pickett in the first one too. What was James Brown? I know Aretha was in both, but what an answer, what a match we just got from these brilliant new teams here in season 9.
You know, I said it in their first match tonight. I'm gonna say it again. Coast to Coast is putting the entire league on watch. My favorite piece of this entire match was watching the chemistry during the deliberation of Paul and Adam.
Yeah.
One to check down. All right, how many repeats do we have left? All right, you say repeat on the last second. That type of stuff might seem small, but it's really, really important. One person can think about one part of it, the other person can think about the other. And I love what we saw here tonight from the Coyote and, of course, Paul Oyama.
Words like methodical, maybe?
Yes.
Surgical in their tactics, in their execution. Take nothing away from the appointment because they played amazing as well. Some team had to win, some team had to lose, and today it is Coast to Coast taking the victory. After being challenged right before the match started, they were in a lather, they were warmed up, and it paid off in the form of now a 2-0 record, and it's going to be them representing Team Swag, joined by Winston Marshall now with our own Jen Sturger. Jen, you're the best in the biz for a reason. I have a feeling this is going to be a fun interview.
What an amazing performance from Coast to Coast. You guys have to be floating at this point because that was only your second match playing together. And to take on a team like the appointment and come out the way you guys did, I'm especially short notice. How are you guys feeling? You guys have had quite the night.
We're like Denzel in the movie Flight. We're feeling all right. I don't know. You know, it came down to the end there. And obviously, you're sort of, you know, between a couple different options. And they tested us all the way through. I mean, we had to play as well as we played to even come up with a W. Yeah, they're a tough team, obviously, as you can see from the way they've played in teams and singles in the past. Well, at least, you know, Ethan. But it was it was a tight contested match. And on short notice, it was overwhelming. But I'm glad that we pulled it out.
Adam, I have to say, I'm kind of enjoying this new side of you that I'm getting to see right now. I don't know if it's, you know, playing with someone like Paul, that you guys have a lot of mutual respect for each other, or if it's just the element of fun that Winston seems to bring. Yes, yes, do some dancing. I don't know what it is, but I'm just really enjoying this lighter side of Adam Collins.
Well, thank you. So am I. You know, Winston took me to the roller rink and threw on the soundtrack to Osmosis Jones, and we danced it out. And we had a blast. We had a blast. It really.
Did you do a couple skate? That's what I need to know.
You were still in Hawaii at the time.
Oh, I taught him all my roll bounce moves. You know, the all skate. You know what I'm saying? Roll bounce. You know what I mean? So it was a lot of fun.
High five and all the ladies at the wall.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Doing that backwards thing right here, which you just but real talk. You're looking at two of the guys that are the best ever done it. They came into the league. Both individually, they ran the table, won the belt. And now we put them together, and I'm looking to watch them run the table and win them belts. So let's do it, all right? Swag all day, drip, drip, baby.
Drip, drip. Back to the desk.
I mean, they walked into this evening knowing that they have a match.
Yes.
And it was against the Real Rejects. They wanted to get a win. They did that. But now they're leaving tonight with two victories, this most recent one courtesy of the appointment who challenged them.
Yeah, and you know, nothing to take away from the Real Rejects, but when you're talking about a champion of the FCL and a champion of the Movie Trivia Showdown, it did feel like running into the appointment was going to be a much more difficult or challenging match. But honestly, Coast to Coast, what a perfect name for them, because they really felt like they coasted through that entire match. Not because of their opponents, but because of how much knowledge there is between the two of them. Now, on the other side of it, when you go over to the appointment, you got to wonder how Nick Harley is feeling, right? It's his first big match out here with Mr. Irwin against a team that feels like they could be a championship contending team. He drops a point early on, but it's important that you have those moments in the league. It builds character. It builds that character that you need to be a champion.
Yeah, the challenge gets washed away, as it turns out, because they did hit their other five-point question. But then also for Slick Nick, if he hits that Julia Roberts question, then he gets a bonus question. It's still, they would still be losing by 1 point. Yep. And so it's not going to change the outcome of this match here. But nothing changes our perception of his ability, nor Mr. Irwin, certainly. And so now we turn it back over to Jen Sturger with an interview with the appointment and Roxy Stryer. Jen, what's the mood?
I'm standing here with the appointment. Appointment, I'm sure you guys are a little beat up after that match, just because... Look, you came out here guns blazing, you know, challenging them to a match on very short notice, and it obviously didn't play out the way you guys thought it would.
No, we're fine. Joke's on them, because we'll see them later.
see them later.
Yeah, you know, it's just a long season, and I think they're feeling really up on their high horse, and hope it feels good up there for a day.
All right. Mr. Irwin, see, I'm working on it.
Great job, Jen.
Thanks. So how are you feeling after this match? I know that you guys stumbled a little bit in round one. It's like, was it just difficult to overcome that deficit once everything got going?
You know, Mr. Irwin really appreciates your question, but he's not going to answer it. So, but thank you. It's a very well-worded question, and we liked it a lot, but but he's not going to answer it. So, thanks.
Would you like to answer how you don't know Julia Roberts' name is Julia Roberts?
Well, you know, Jen, that maybe wasn't too slick, but at the end of the day, look, we can brush it off, and there are going to be more appointments, and that's all I have to say.
Yeah, he said Julia Roberts, and he wrote something different, and that happens sometimes to the best of players, and anybody who looks at that and thinks he's any less of a player, I hope they all look at their own track records, because there have been some incredible champions who certainly don't know how to spell Jen.
Fair point on that. Touche. So I guess the one thing that comes down to this match was the challenge. How did you guys feel about the overall ruling of it?
I think it was a fair ruling of the challenge, and luckily my team is good enough that it didn't matter what five-pointer they were going to throw at us. We were going to get it no matter. So it was fair. Great job to the judges. Everybody for the judges. Okay. And honestly, I was really, I really wanted to give a shout out to Mark Ellis, because you can tell how hard he's trying to get Mr. Irwin, and that's what counts. You know,
try harder.
Tough loss today, gentlemen. Like you said, Roxy, it's a long season, and there are many more appointments to be had.
That's very true, Jen. Yeah, thank you for noticing, and we're going to be having a lot of appointments this year.
Back to the desk.
I mean, they're disappointed, but I don't think that they are down and out by any stretch of the imagination. No. They certainly still seem as confident as ever.
I mean, I can't imagine. They're 1-1 now. They're playing against a team with two champions on it. I am excited to see the appointment come back out. You know, it's really hard to start building your momentum in the league, and this is something that is a very good opportunity for the appointment and the Stars to do now, but you got to think about the bad blood between the Stars and Swag. They're going to be going back and forth all year long.
Yeah, blood is thicker than water, but this rivalry is just about as thick as anything that we've ever seen in the Schmodown when it comes to just pure hatred for one another. Maybe they'll patch things up on some distant planet, but here tonight it is the appointment on the short end of the stick, losing to Team Swag, their new prize, Coast to Coast. Congrats to Primetime Paul Oyama, Adam the Coyote Collins, and for everyone here, we want to remind you that the Schmodown Patreon is up and running and better than ever. You want to be the first to enjoy exclusive matches like this, all your pay-per-views? Check out the Schmodown Patreon today and select which tier is right for you. Follow us all on social media. For the great Jen Sturger, our two teams, our incredible managers, the chairman Christian Harloff, our hardworking crew here, Andrew Guy, I am Mealy Mark Ellis. Signing off for tonight, we'll see you soon right here at the Schmodown, the World Championship of Movie Trivia.
Bye.